B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand here on the Sports Hub. Phone lines are open. Oh, we're getting inundated with tweets, Dan, by the way.
Oh, I got to
stop. About the Globe.
Oh, right, right.
Because of the sexual harassment issues the Globe has had.
I think that's being driven by a podcast.
Yeah. It's Minahan. We know who it is.
Yeah.
He's talked about that for some time. I mean, not that this is like made up or anything. I mean, isn't this well documented? Your issues at the Globe. I don't mean you personally.
Well, thank you. Not you.
To best of my knowledge, sexually harass anybody there, right? No, Did you draft anybody? Wasn't there like an intern draft?
I'm unaware of any of that. I saw it and I saw the stories.
I mean, it's been reported.
I saw the stories. Yeah.
Did you know of that when you were working at the Globe? Were you aware of any of that?
No, did not.
Okay, so you're on record saying you weren't aware of that. You didn't participate in any of that. Okay. Anybody else in sports have anything to do with that?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right, so sports guys can still cover this, right?
I mean, I think it's our job to cover this. And I don't think there's many workplaces over eternity that have not had issues in the workplace.
So this would be my only, like, thing back to that. Like, so when Tara Sullivan writes about it, so Tara Sullivan can't have a take on this because some guy at the Globe sexually harassed an intern? Or multiple guys? I'm admittedly, I don't...
That would disqualify...
I'm not up on the details.
CBS, I mean... Go back to Matt Lauer.
We worked for CBS, Les Moonves.
Yeah.
Okay? We used to work for Les Moonves.
Yeah.
And he allegedly was sexually harassing people left and right.
Yeah.
So does that mean that because our boss, the guy who ran our company as of like a year and a half ago, we wouldn't have been able to talk about this? I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, Matt Lauer. I mean, you can go down to, you know, I mean... The guy in the movies, Harvey Weinstein. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of this bad stuff out there.
He had daughters, though.
Like, just because Tara Sullivan works for the Globe, Tara Sullivan can't have a take on this? Who else has written about it?
Well,
you've written
Shirley.
About it.
I have Gasper, Shirley.
Gasper? Has
Joe
Gasper
Naki
sexually harassed anybody? Like, just, I could see if an individual who had been accused of sexual harassment or sexual assault was then writing about Antonio Brown, and you see total fraud. But, like, as an organization, I mean, there's just individuals that work under the...
I mean, every news organization I can think of has had an issue in most of them in the last 2 years. I mean, CBS, NBC, CNN, the rogues gallery of guys that have been tossed left and right from all these places is significant. They still have people who work there who make comments about issues.
I can't believe I'm defending the Globe because I rip the Globe all the time.
I've been harassed by the interns.
I rip you guys all the time. I have all kinds of issues with your paper.
Yeah. The interns harass me here.
Like Holler's fluff piece on Ortiz this week. Oh, my God. What the hell happened? What happened there?
Let's see.
That's a tough one there, Dan.
That's a good answer for that one. I was...
Sorry. This is what you got to do.
I was disappointed that there wasn't more in there. Yeah, to me, I mean, David Ortiz, this looks like a PR campaign more than anything. I mean, I've read that it's handpicked outlets, no news outlets, except...
No news reporters were allowed for the video interviews.
Right.
Sports guys only.
So, and then...
Did you ask why? Or just took it for what it was?
I have not... I do need to ask
because,
why.
Because, like, you know David.
Yeah.
I mean, you've worked with him for how many years?
No, I was disappointed in that. And I didn't think it was good to have his words out there talking about getting shot and what was his emotions and what went through it. What was that like? And that stuff was new and good, fresh stuff. And the Globe was first to have it. But the fact that we didn't pursue some of the issues that are,
like he was right. Like it seemed weird when you see it
online. Yeah.
Like everybody had the exclusive when they tagged their own little graphics to it. But then you see it all over the place. And I don't want to say it dilutes it, but.
Well, I mean, again. We are owned by the man who owns the Red Sox and who's on a boat with David Ortiz off the coast of France. So, I mean, people can draw their own conclusions. I wasn't part of it.
I have. I already have drawn my conclusions.
Well, a lot of people have.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not part of it, and that's not my purview. But I think, you are all free to connect the dots.
Let's go to Jim, who's in Newburyport. Jim.
Hey, guys. My impression of Antonio Brown is he's not a very nice guy. But we've got a big problem in this country that a lot of people who are victims of abuse are not believed because of other people who make allegations based on getting money or getting vengeance for different reasons. Now, you asked the question, why do people stay in these relationships? And I've done a lot of research on this, and it's a lot of times it's because of children, or they're being financially controlled, or they want to be a savior, they want to change this guy, or they think that they're in love, and there's mental issues, or in extreme cases, they're fearful for their lives. And, you know, I don't know what the case is with this woman, but all the painters and the trainers that I've spoke to say that they would get new clients, that they wouldn't keep working with this guy.
Okay, the man's been talking to trainers and painters.
He's done some research.
He's been out interviewing them this week, talking to both painters and trainers. Her relationship with him was more than just being a trainer. I think we've all come to see that by now, have we not?
Yes.
This was not just an employer relationship. This was not just about him hiring her to be a trainer. They had a relationship.
Yes.
Beyond more than just, hey, let's train together, let's have Bible study together.
Has there been any conversation off the Sports Illustrated thing with all the trips to the cops going to his house all the time?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that just pales in comparison to sort of the larger allegations here. But no, he doesn't pay people. The cops are always getting called. The guy's life is all over the place.
Yeah. It's just a...
I lived at 9 Cherrywood Lane in Franklin. I had cops coming to my door once a month because the neighbors would bitch about music. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just because the cops get called. Right?
But these are the women that have his children. I mean, they're going.
Those are the old days.
They're going to their house. You know, I mean, it's not a loud party.
I don't think a loud party would make it into the story.
Domestic disturbance calls regarding money and violent being pushed over and things like that.
You read the stories,
the Miami one, yeah.
You read the story,
yeah, yeah. Mother of his child, yes, yeah. Came for a haircut.
Haircut
money.
I mean, really, what? How much can you love the Patriots that you want to get behind this? I mean, really.
Catch 10 balls again.
And this will not end well. This doesn't have a good ending.
Jesse in Maine. Hi, Jesse.
Hello?
Okay. Mumbles in Milton. Mumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to sports radio for a long time, and I'm sick of hearing about Antonio Brown.
What do you want to hear about?
See what happens, and I'd like to know what's going on with the Red Sox.
we have something for you today.
That's a prank call. It's got to be a prank.
No way that's a prank call.
Really?
Impossible. That's a 65, 70-year-old man calling the show. Let's talk Sox.
Yeah, my screener is frozen. I don't know.
Oh. Have you been hooting on the Red Sox?
It shows on the screen.
It's a big week over there.
It's not there.
It's a big week over there, right?
You guys want to go over the lineup for today?
Oh, yeah, they're playing.
Yes.
Day game. There's only four more home games.
It's elimination day, potentially, today.
Oh, God.
You lose, you're out.
It's been a long time since one of our teams didn't make the playoffs. You know that?
Remember Eddie Edelman used to have those parties at the Kowloon, didn't he?
Yeah.
Whatever, Yankee elimination parties.
Yeah, those were good. Yeah, good times.
There are a couple of players here I'd be interested. I could not. I was doing it with Jim.
How much would you pay for a ticket today?
Like, just to...
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
And again, I will give you the last name. You just have to give me the first name of a couple of players. You want to try this now, Beal, or you want to do
Which
it on
team?
The other side?
Let's do it on the other side.
We'll do it on the other side for the Red Sox.
Yeah, Mumbles, let's talk Sox.
Yeah, for the Red Sox. Yeah.
Also want Dan to talk some Red Sox. Tell us about Yaz. This week. Yaz week. We'll get your thoughts on it. You're a guy who grew up with Yaz, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
everybody. It's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
For what could be more gratifying than to step on the field once more than 58 years after he first did so, and play catch with his own grandson, who steps on this field this week for the first time as a major leaguer. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome the greatest living Red Sox player, accompanied by his beloved grandson, now a major leaguer with the San Francisco Giants. Welcome home number 8, Carl Yastrzemski, and number 5, Mike Yastrzemski.
Hits one off the wall, and there's Yastrzemski going for the ball. They try for two, the runner knows he's through. Ah, look at Yaz! Whoa, he threw him out again.
Mike.
Yastrzemski.
Mike.
Yastrzemski.
Mike.
Yastrzemski, the man they call Yaz. The state of Maine is going quite insane.
I thought the Yaz night was the first game of the series. It continued last night. Yaz night number 2. I can't believe they managed to get Grandpa Yaz to the ballpark 2 straight nights, Dan.
I don't think Peter
Abraham
slept.
That's no easy feat. That is no easy feat to get him to show up 2 days in a row.
He didn't go to the game Tuesday. He went home.
He didn't stay for the game on Tuesday.
He did not. No, I went over this with him last week. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's like, I mean, he doesn't mean any harm by it. He just doesn't want to be bothered, and he feels.
Yeah, he's old and he's cranky.
He feels it's a superstition.
This is unbelievable.
Thing. He feels it's bad luck.
So
if he's around.
So
when his grandson hit that home run center field that everyone was calling magical. Hold on, magical home run. He wasn't even there to see it.
He had blasted by the Kowloon, and he was home watching it on TV. And that was I had that in the paper on Tuesday because I said I can't believe you're 80 years old. Your grandson's going to be in the big leagues at Fenway Park in left field,
and you don't want to see it.
You're going to be at the park and go home.
Can't be bothered.
And then I said,
I got to eat supper.
And then I said, no, he watches on TV. He loves it. And then I said, so wait. And then when the family has the box on Wednesday, I said, you think you'll go 9 on Wednesday? He said, yeah, we'll see about that. And he left in the third. Last night, yeah. That's why I love this guy. There's just nobody like him. Yeah.
He didn't stay at all for the game on Tuesday.
There's too many people pulling at him.
Was gone by the third inning on Wednesday.
Yep. I love it about him. It's like he's marches to his own drum. He loves the boy. He loves the baseball. He loves the story. He watches every game. He's got the baseball package. He's losing a lot of sleep because he wakes up at 6:30 in the morning and he stays up till 2 at night to watch the West Coast games.
So he's watching on.
Oh, yeah.
He's watching the Giants games.
He misses
every night.
Nothing.
That's cool.
Misses nothing. When he's at the park, there's just 1,000 people pulling at him. He allowed that.
Oh, I believe that.
Tuesday afternoon.
Look at that place.
Of course.
Look at the writers.
He did the car wash of all the things. And then last night, he did the first pitch, which was great. Went up to the box. His daughters are up there, the grandchildren, all this stuff. But it's just nonstop visitors, and he can't really watch.
They should have had a pool session where each TV reporter was allowed to ask Yaz 2 questions each. The Red Sox have become good at allowing their all-time greats at sitting down for very controlled media sessions where each reporter is allowed 2 questions each.
I don't know what you're getting at.
David Ortiz. Ortiz did his media session at Fenway earlier in the week. They should have done something for Yaz. Something stood out to me. Jim, the beginning of that introduction.
I know what you're going to say. I wrote it down. Greatest living, right?
Greatest living Red Sox player
That's
ever.
That's not a small thing.
Is that Yaz?
Well, I believe it is, but I understand Ortiz took the mantle for a lot of people.
It's David Ortiz.
And I can tell you, Beetle, in the old days, Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio, when they used to occasionally be at the same event, Joe insisted it be introduced as the greatest living ball player. That was a condition of Joe DiMaggio appearing.
Oh, wait. Ego much?
Such a Richard.
It was Ted, Yaz, and Pesky for so long.
In Red Sox football.
They're always that's why I think they referred to him as the greatest living one.
Yeah,
still look at Ortiz as recently retired.
But a lot of people, and David Ortiz is the second. And I asked Yaz about this.
Oh, he's the most famous.
Even Yaz ceded the territory to David years ago. So I thought it was nice that the Sox came back with greatest living Red Sox. Obviously, some thought went into that, and Beetle, you are picking up on something.
Ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome the greatest living Red Sox player, accompanied by his beloved grandson, now a major leaguer with the San Francisco Giants. Welcome home, number 8, Carl Yastrzemski.
That's not thrown out casually.
Could have just written that a little bit better, though, Hardy. That Giants thing just kind of celebrating the Giants, not, hey.
Yeah, if you're going to write that story, someone said, oh, you couldn't write this story any better.
Oh, sure, I could. Yeah,
you could write it as maybe the younger Yastrzemski hitting that home run for the Red Sox
right.
at Fenway Park. It, look.
And where are
you? No one's denying it's, you know, it's a noteworthy and cool thing. But my God, I mean, the overflowing emotions about it and people saying that they had tears in their eyes watching it and people just coming unglued over it.
Again, if Bobby Orr's grandson were playing at the Garden, it'd be the same thing, in my view.
If Bobby Orr's grandson scored goals
for the
Montreal Canadiens.
If the Bruins were out of it. I believe, yeah. If they're,
no.
if they're late in the year and they're out of it, sure.
No. The Bruin fan wouldn't.
I mean, the Red Sox winning games is no longer a story. Winning or losing is no issue over there anymore.
They did.
It's been a while.
People are upset when the Bruins have a. Been a while since the Bruins had a losing season, but the fans would be upset. They would not be there for a good time Tuesday night.
They had a parade for Ray Bourque winning the Stanley Cup. Don't tell me that. You know, there's institutional love for these old-time guys, and again, you can't deny it. It's the reason you guys have there's two radio stations in town, two TV stations in town dedicated to sports, because these old guys
and
built this cult of sports fans that is given away to the next generation. Where like Beatles' dad, your dad didn't like Yaz.
I didn't say that.
I'm asking. But
it's a bunch handed like Matt. Yeah.
Where did that come from?
And the parade
what
for
are you
Ray
talking
Bourque.
About?
The parade for Ray Bourque is different because I wasn't in town for the parade for Ray Bourque.
You've been all
but
angry.
To a man, everyone who I've talked to about that said that was an embarrassment.
Bad idea.
And
what
he just won it. Yeah. You know, it's like he's a guy who suffered under some bad decisions being made for the team he was playing on with the Bruins. Let's ship him off to Colorado. Dude, you got your ring. Let's celebrate.
Dan,
let's celebrate that a little bit.
Don't confuse me thinking that the last couple of days have been so over the top and laughable
right.
with putting down Yaz, because I'm not doing that.
Good.
Well, putting down Yaz or his career. I know some people are.
Oh, Felger is. Felger totally is.
Don't confuse that show and this show.
Not that good.
Okay?
Not that good.
Yeah, he's an ass.
The impossible dream sticks in Felger's craw like nothing else.
He shouts down. You're arguing the wrong case here. You argue that with Felger, because I have that argument with him about the impossible dream and 67 all the time, because he culturally doesn't understand the importance of it. He's a dope. Okay. That's not my problem. Okay. I argue with that. I've been arguing that with him for 10 years, that he just doesn't understand the importance of how that changed sports culture in this town. Okay.
Right.
And how for an entire generation, that's a really important thing that happened, even though they didn't win it all.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, no, I'm not putting down his career or his accomplishments or anything about him.
Right.
I'm only sticking to the last couple of days and how ridiculous this all has been. And just like people falling over themselves to talk about how magical and historic it is that his grandson is playing. It's cool. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But it happens all the time in baseball. There are father-son combinations all the time. I'm sure
the Griffey's
been
played together in the same lineup.
Yeah. Like that is, that was cool.
That was really cool.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Both hit homers the same inning. Yeah.
But the ceremony.
Well, it's because
oh my God.
It's because Yaz played here 23 years. He was, again, he was the signature player for the whole era from Ted Williams until they got good in this century. Yaz was the constant. And 23 years, the only guy in baseball to play more games than him is Pete Rose. I mean, he's set second in games. It's just about showing up every day, all that stuff. And so many people, the baby boomer generation, your dad, you know, this is what they this is what they came to, because I think he's age appropriate for this. And I'm just guessing him being a local guy and a baseball guy.
Yes, because that generation got really pissed at us yesterday for saying how absurd
and I was
the last couple of days were.
I was one of them, right.
You don't think the last couple of days were a little over the top?
There's nothing else to talk about over there. And
you thought it was magical?
So you think?
I thought it was really cool.
You thought it was historic magical.
Well, thinking it's really cool and historical and magical are very different.
Yeah, okay, well, I wrote about it in the...
David Ortiz taking one out the same night Brady hit Tompkins was magical. That was a magical night in Boston.
Yeah, that was good.
Was
really
not cool. That was magical.
Yeah, yeah.
Two iconic stars doing something on that night.
Right.
At the same time.
But you have to... But, you know, sometimes I think here in the building, there's people tend to forget that sports didn't start in this century, that the Patriots
shot
for four decades.
Okay,
you know.
You're arguing with the wrong guys on that.
It didn't start with the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
So here is my issue with it. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much an issue with the Red Sox other than them just attaching themselves to this.
They're pretty desperate now.
They are desperate because what they saw and what they recognized and what happened with all this is that something happened at Fenway Park this week that made people feel something.
Right.
Other than apathy.
In a year in which all they felt was hate and apathy.
Apathy more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, they were bad out of the gate, but they weren't so bad. And they just kind of slowly and unremarkably played themselves out of playoff contention. And now they've slowly and kind of unremarkably played themselves out of the wild card spot. And it's just been a big season of... So now they've got something that's making people feel something, anything.
That's enough.
And that's why the reaction, I think, has been over the top.
Okay, and I'll sign on to all that. And I know it gets overdone. I mean, a lot of stuff gets overdone around here. It's okay. I mean, Tom Brady having a cut in his hand gets overdone. I mean, things get overdone. That's what we do.
That's a big cut.
So this thing was, you know, that's what it was. And I've enjoyed it. There's another game today.
Yeah, so here's the lineup for today's game.
Yeah, stayed three innings last night.
This is,
as promised, here's the lineup.
They lose today, they're out. They're out of the contest.
Yeah.
Andrew Benintendi leads off. Followed by.
I know his name.
Well, okay. You know what? How about this?
Andrew.
Batting second, your catcher, Vasquez.
Christian Vasquez.
Okay. Well, you can't do this. Zoe is the one that we're going to get.
Oh, Christian Vasquez.
All right. Devers is third.
Rafael.
Bogarts is the DH.
Xander.
Holt at first.
Brockstar.
G. Hernandez in right. Dan?
Julio.
Gee.
It's like...
down by the schoolyard.
I think it's Gunner.
Like Julio, down by the schoolyard.
That's a J.
Yeah.
G? G Hernandez?
Gunnar.
Beatles looking.
Gutierrez.
Jim?
Gorky's.
Thank you, Gorky's. I knew it was a name like that.
Bradley in center. Owings at shortstop.
Yeah, that's the guy they got.
Who?
Dabrowski brought him in. Chris, I think it's Chris.
Is it?
Yep.
He's a veteran.
All right.
He's been bad everywhere.
At second.
he's been terrible everywhere he's gone.
That's
at second base, M. Hernandez.
Marco
Hernandez. There you go. Okay. All right.
Really, not that faceless.
Marco Hernandez was the one I recognized. G. Hernandez, not a clue. And Owings, I knew the last name, but I couldn't tell you.
It's the first time in 3 years that any Boston team has been eliminated from playoff contention or consideration.
And the one, the really
any
one,
team.
What's that?
Every Boston team has been in the playoffs since 2016. This is the first time a team is being eliminated. And there's more.
How many games left?
Well, I think it's 10 or 11. They could finish under 500 still because they are going to Tampa, who needs to win desperately. They should get swept four straight there.
Highest Tampa payroll in baseball. How many years do you have to go back to where the highest payroll in baseball got eliminated this early?
It's not that early.
You're right. Yeah, it is. You're right. It is mid-September. No. It feels like it's still summer.
September 19th.
Yeah.
10 games left.
Yeah, that's it.
Eduardo Rodriguez is your starting pitcher today, so they might actually win.
Yeah, it could be his 18th.
Yeah.
Eddie.
617-779-0985. We will get to your calls with Dan Shaughnessy. That is coming up after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
One, two,
turn it up, Beetle.
So, circling back to something for you. The Globe did ask ownership for a comment on Antonio Brown.
Yes, formal requests were made.
Formal requests were made, yes.
Just so we're clear. Not that we're allowed to ask anymore since somebody did a bad thing once.
What? What do you mean?
No, like the Les Moonves thing. If anyone in your organization has ever done anything bad, you recuse yourself from ever being a news organization again.
Have all the bad people been removed from the organization?
I don't.
Come on, you must know.
I don't know.
You must know. It all happened in the Morsi building.
It was a while ago, and I think...
And you don't know which guys were doing what?
Sanctions were delivered. I believe.
They didn't fire everybody involved?
I don't know.
Come on, Dan. Sanctions were, it happened in your place of work and delivered. You don't know all the details?
A lot of people.
That, to me, I find
there.
Hard a lot to believe. Like, if that happened in this building, Zoe and I would know every single guy who was involved.
I have no doubt about that.
What happened if they got fired?
Yeah. Hey, how about the one guy? Remember the one guy that had the issue down south? The sales guy?
Oh, yeah, and he got fired.
Yeah. Get out.
Well, that was, I mean, there was no harassment.
He smelled like musk.
Well, I mean, he had a little too much fun on the weekend. He ran into some problems. And so, yeah. But.
That he did.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Oh, I can't. I just want to shout it out.
I'm just saying. But if there was an if there was an issue.
Beetle knew.
If there was an issue in the building where you work, we would know.
Right.
Hey, no, not saying you'd know when it happened. No, nothing. Because a lot of times this happens and then you find out later when an allegation is made and it all comes to light. But I'm saying after it comes to light, you know the people involved and whether or not they get fired. Dan, you got to do your homework on this if you really don't know all these names involved.
I don't.
I'm going to go do the homework for you, and I'll report back to you next week and ask you names of everyone who is there or not there anymore.
I mean, people were investigating.
Don't make me call Minahan. I'll call him and find out all the names because I know he knows them. He's like knee-deep in that stuff. He hates you guys. I'll have to start listening to his podcasts and get all the info.
Yeah.
He's got all that Globe stuff. He grinds it out on you guys. Grinds it out on the Globe hate. 617-779-0985. Dave's in North Andover. Hey, Dave.
Yeah. How you doing? This is for Dan.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, so I agree with you. First of all, good luck with them two football jock straps sitting there as far as baseball goes, okay? the Yastrzemski, the ass thing was very special.
Very special.
And they wouldn't
I think I'd describe it as magical.
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 Magical. They wouldn't know because they're not baseball guys.
Right.
But anyways, going back to I wanted to talk about Mookie Betts and the drama about him signing and the salary cap and all that. I don't think as a fan we could put up another year with that. So I have a suggestion for that.
Yes.
Kevin Pillar and Mike Yastrzemski, get him the Fenway for Mookie.
Not enough.
What do you mean, for Mookie?
Oh, you need more than that for Betts.
No, I think mini Yaz for Mookie straight up would be a good deal.
Right, I agree. And I say give him the money that you were going to potentially give Mookie that you offered him.
Mini Yaz played 731 games in the minor leagues.
That's aware he's 29 years old.
I'm glad that call is for you,
doesn't make
Dan.
You wonder about the Orioles? I mean, that the guy has 20 home runs in 100 major league games. And the Orioles, he couldn't crack a day in the big leagues for the 6 years in the Orioles system? That's very odd.
Mike.
I give his mock-up song.
What's his obsession with Kevin Pillar? That he plays center and he'll replace Jackie Bradley Jr.? Is that all what it is?
I don't know.
He seems like a guy who would like to keep Jackie. He's like one of those guys.
Yeah, everybody likes to keep Jackie.
Yeah.
Jackie love.
Pillar always plays well against the Red Sox, too, it seems like.
Yeah. I'd go along with that.
Is that what it is?
He's a guy that people know. He played for the Blue Jays for years, so people have seen him a million times.
Napoli. Remember Napoli when he got here? Like, Napoli killed you all the time.
Yeah, but Pillar has not been any sort of all-star. I mean, what's the draw there?
I'm telling you, people have seen him play a bunch of games.
I also think is Pillar going into free agency?
I don't know.
I
don't know. Jockstrap.
He's not a coveted.
Yeah, no. But they're going to need a.
He's a guy.
They're going to need a center fielder, though.
Correct. Because Mets can play there next year.
Assuming he's here.
Yeah, right.
Because Jackie Bradley Jr. is not going
to
be
here. I don't think they'll pay him next year.
No.
That's a place to pare down payroll
so
right there.
So Jackie Bradley Jr. is going to be one of the first to go.
I got to think that.
To be able to, they're not going to pay him. So, yeah. I love baseball. I just think their things are. Zoe doesn't love baseball.
No, do not love baseball.
Zoe's not a baseball guy.
Nope.
I just think the ceremony was over the top. Justin in the car. Justin.
Hey.
Hey, guys. If you want to hear some Kevin Pillar love, ask the Night Vulture. He loves Kevin Pillar.
Does he?
I just had a quick... Oh, he loves him. Ask him.
I will.
I just had a quick question for Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
Shank, I love you. I'm just curious. So you guys want accountability out of the Patriots owners and Kraft, but you What about the Globe and John Henry, who hasn't been anywhere, been hiding behind the picnic table since they fired Dombrowski?
I would agree with that.
He's been critical of that.
Yeah, the Globe's been hammering him.
They're going to hide behind Ortiz. That's it?
I agree.
Come on.
Well, are you going to let me talk or what? I agree with you 100% that ownership should have been accountable on that. And I talked to Sam Kennedy about it last night. I said it was horse poop.
Sam Kennedy's had a lot to say about that, right?
I know. Well, it's his boss. And I mean, but the fact that the owners were not accountable the day they fired Dombrowski and still haven't been is preposterous. It's not acceptable. And I'm surprised. I'm surprised that people roll over on as much as they have. You can't fire Dombrowski and not be out there. You got to be
Why
there.
Why don't you write an article about that at the Globe?
I have written about it. Hello.
Yes, he did last week. He talked about it.
I have, and I will do more.
Well, please, because this Sox thing is garbage. We're talking about little Yastrzemski in the middle of, what is it?
Well, they don't have anything else.
You didn't think it was magical?
Yep. Yeah, so we're
Why don't you write an article? I did. Well, yeah. Please. Yeah. I already did.
Well, I didn't read it.
It's not. I'm not letting it go. Don't worry.
Write a story about that, huh? You hypocrite. Well, we did write a story about that. Well, yeah. Why didn't you get the paper that day?
Write another one.
Okay, I will. Well, please.
Do it again.
What? Oh, okay. Why am I in trouble again? Why are you yelling at me? Yes. What?
Anger, yelling.
No, the level of coverage of David Ortiz versus the Patriots is just put like a Holer Ortiz story next to a Holer TB12 or Alex Guerrero story side by side and just tell me the level of
digging. Talking about the tonnage? There's a tonnage of reportage on the Patriots. We have a whole section on them every time.
No. You're not
you're
listening.
Missing his Holer angle.
You're not listening. The Holer story on Ortiz the other day.
The profile.
And put that story next to, let's say, any of the stories he's written really on anything.
Oh, not as hard-hitting, you're saying.
Yes.
I would
Holer
agree with that.
Stories are typically in-depth, whether you like them or not,
right.
Whether you like or appreciate the topic he is writing on or covering, whether it be TB12's clinic or him driving around in the taxi cab, whatever the hell it is he's covering. Right. It's got more teeth than that fluff that he wrote on David Ortiz the other day.
I would agree with that, but in this instance, and I didn't think it was strong, it was just David's words. The first time David spoke, that was it.
Why are you guys wasting Holer on that story?
Well,
that seems like a waste.
I would agree with you.
You could send over an intern to cover Ortiz in that fashion.
Yeah, press record.
Yes. That speaks to something institutional is what I believe the other day. I even let Holer off the hook the other day when we talked about it, Dan, because I said, this is so screwed up. That it can't possibly be Bob Holler's fault, that it's got to be someone above Bob Holer, that it speaks to my theory that John Henry is screwing around with this story when he gets off the private plane with Ortiz when they get back from France, that the paper he owns is in on this, in on controlling the coverage the way they have on this, in on it with David Ortiz's PR team that he has hired to manage the story and control the narrative on this.
That's a legitimate point. I have no defense for it.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying all along, because it just doesn't smell right. It doesn't seem right. An intern at the Globe, one of your co-op kids from Northeastern, could have written up that Ortiz story the other day.
It was what we call a talker.
That's why it doesn't seem right, because that is not who Bob Holer is. I've read Bob Holer over the years. That's not what he does. That's not his job, to write up the quotes. The fluff quotes?
Well, again, we've seen a series of interviews subsequently.
It's weird.
Was there anything...
There's something weird there.
Subsequent interviews from all the other outlets have anything in common with that?
Yeah, they're all the same crap. It might as well put out a press release and call it a day.
So basically, every outlet did the same thing subsequently.
Yes.
Okay, let's be fair about that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying it's unique to... But it's definitely weird.
So it appears to be a PR campaign more than breaking news.
Yes.
Yes, I would agree with that 100%.
617-779-0985. Dan's dates are coming up next hour. Also want to talk about Tom Brady and his injury. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You still getting roughed up on Twitter by those guys?
What's that, Shaughnessy?
The UMass guys.
No, not so much these days.
Yeah, leave it alone. Do they win their
0-3,
third?
0-3, getting their ass kicked every
week. Who got them in week 3?
Charlotte. Mm. UNC Charlotte.
Okay. Takes a while to build a program.
Yeah, well, you know. It's going to be waiting a while longer. 16.5 is the line. We were just talking off the air. I was asking Jim if he knew what the line was on the UMass game this coming weekend.
Nickname is of the team they're playing?
They're not favored.
What's the nickname of the team this weekend for Coastal? Coastal is the, Shanta something, the Chanticleers?
Oh, you just looked at the computer.
What is it called? How do you say it? Chanticleers?
Yes. That team is favored on the road by 16.5 points.
Aren't they the team? Is that East Carolina? Who's the team with the coach who was
that was them. Yeah. Kattenhouse.
He's the guy who was like the executive,
hey,
and now he's.
Dogs. Kitty.
Oh, I think it's the same team. And they had the team, and they had the coach that said cat in the house.
Give me the cat in the house.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Jim, pull that.
Yeah, is he still there?
Hell yeah.
I think they may be two separate guys.
Oh.
But both were at Coastal Carolina. Kitty.
You know, I remember about that guy, how he started that whole story. He said, I'm getting ready to carry the boys to a golf tournament. Not take them, not drive them, carry them. I'm getting ready to carry the boys to a golf tournament. The morning said, there's cat in the house. Cat in the house. Send the cat in the house. Don't be like that cat. I like that dog.
I can't say, hey, kitty, kitty.
So we should do what?
What exactly do we need to do?
You know what? It's going to be a nice day. Nice Saturday in UMass. That tailgate will be happening, though.
Tailgate.
Trying to get our two boys outside. Ready to carry them to golf tournament for practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Great. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen.
What are you doing here?
So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
You know, pussy cats.
They have a new head coach. They have a new guy. Jamie Chadwell is their new head coach. First year guy.
I can't get play for him.
Was the cat preening in front of the mirror while it was in his house? Or he was just trying to get back out?
No, talking about his players. Yeah. He got it putting on her wristbands and her tape and her eye black and
but
a little towel.
The cat in his house wasn't doing that.
The cat tried to get out. The screen
went the other way. Be like the dogs trying to get into the house to look at the mirror.
Bo was barking in the background.
But trying to get in the house.
Bo wanted to get him some cat. And he's trying to say on defense, we need 12 Bos out there. We don't need no pussy cats.
But the cat,
running backs be pussy
cats. They had the cat guy, then they had the CEO, now they have a new coach. So that was two
the CEO of Ameritrade.
Yeah, it's the CEO of Ameritrade that took over the football team.
Oh.
And now they have a football coach, Jamie Chadwell.
Probably good analytics guy.
Yeah.
Probably a guy trying to just stay,
you know,
still the winning
if
way.
If Shaughnessy
right?
had a cat in his house, just walk through.
You know, what's that term you're trying to get?
What would you be saying, Dan? A good evening.
That's good day bat. Was there
a hang
there
upside down?
Had the bat, and the bat's flying around. I got the racket from behind the door and whacked the bat.
It's tough. You're not expecting them, you know. You just turn around and there it is, upside down.
Have you investigated?
I'm trying to look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Have you investigated where the bats have entered the home?
Yes, that's all been probed.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
The worst probed? Would he stick something in it?
Has it all been taken care of?
Stick something
knock
in
on
hole?
Wood. I don't want to get cocky. And we're out of the season. It's the really hot part of the summer. You know, but when you step out of the shower, you look at the curtain and this little blob on the other underside, you know, and it's upside
hanging
down.
On you? You're going to go to your shower?
Not on you. It's on the conduct.
Just really unfortunate choice of words between the probes and the cocky and the
blob.
Did you take cocking and put it in a hole?
We've had experts take care of the problem. Yes.
What are you, like 1-800 bat people?
No, it's the, you know, it's a major industry where I live. Step out of the shower. He's on the other side of the curtain. Good evening. It scares the hell out of you.
It's a major industry in Newton.
There's a lot of those old houses with the eaves.
Yeah, 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 no.
You wouldn't think about like it. Nice town, but it's rotten with bats. The place is just infested.
You see the flocks of them in the trees.
Well,
at night.
I show
good for the bugs.
I show the kids too. Yeah, it's like we used to do this when we were kids. But if we're outside playing and it's dark and we see one,
that's nice.
Oh, that's a bat. Yeah. And I said they'll go after some. If you like throw a rock up in the air, you'll see them like dart at it for a second. Sonar.
Oh man,
you're not supposed to kill them.
No. What? No, I'm not. I'm not trying to hit it with a rock.
Why would you
I'm
kill
just
them?
I'm seeing if they'll
to
go
get
after
them the hell
something.
Out of your hair.
They said, like, meaning outside.
Well, I'll be just randomly.
I'm not throwing rocks in. This isn't a Zoe and a Crow moment. I'm not taking my wrist rocket outside.
I wasn't suggesting you're trying to kill them with the rocks. You're just demonstrating that bats are.
Yeah, they will hone in on something that will.
No.
You throw that rock up at a bird.
In my house, I go for the kill.
I killed a bat in the house once.
Yeah. Tennis racket?
No, with BB guns.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was a full-on assault. There were three of us. I woke up and saw one sitting on my bookshelf. This was in college. And I was right in between, like, you know, still drunk but passing out for the night.
When you say BB guns, I was picturing, like, 12 years old with a Red Ryder. But, college and you guys had BB guns handy?
Well, it was Michigan. There were a lot of guns in the house. So we, ran out, and I ran upstairs to, there's like one of these four stories house, 12 people live in it. I think it's just, just a tenement.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.